Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Do you follow all the good parenting rules and then discover you've created a monster? We'll talk about this and a lot more on this week's podcast, Parental Anger is Normal. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, please, come on, don't be shy. We're all going to benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And as always, this podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for psychotherapy. Okay, well, today we're answering a question from Dan of Boulder, Colorado. And Dan writes, "My 15-year-old son is running the house. My wife and I are both mild-mannered, and we've always been supportive and loving with our son. We read a lot of parenting books, and they all support parenting without anger. Our son and we are close, and if you saw us, you'd think everything was great, at least until we say no to something. If we take something away, he goes into a rage. I let him calm down and talk with him, and we usually work out a compromise. He's a good kid overall. He does well in school, sports. He has friends, and he's great at home unless we tell him no. Then he rages and we duck and cover. I don't understand why this is happening or what we should do about it. Getting angry back would make things worse, and so does taking away his privileges. Please advise us." Okay, well, thanks for your question, Dan, and it is an important one. What you're telling us is that neither you nor your wife get angry. But your son does, and as a result, his anger is a major problem in the home, and you and your wife are not able to set effective limits. So, he's getting his way. Let me start by weighing in on the subject of parenting and anger, since you've gotten the message to parent without anger. Anger is a very natural emotion, and we all feel it. Some more intensely than others, but we all feel it. In fact, some people feel all their feelings more intensely than others, but we all have feelings. Now, most parenting experts advise that parenting with anger is wrong and destructive to children and youth development. I'd have to agree that using anger on a regular basis can be traumatic and make for an emotionally unsafe environment. When parents use anger to communicate on a regular basis, it loses the opportunity to help kids learn that managing responsibilities and cooperating with adults is a good idea. Instead, they learn that they simply have to do what they're told, or they'll get in trouble, get yelled at, and additionally, they can interpret and internalize the idea that they're not okay in some way, that they are essentially flawed. That affects long-term self-esteem. Obviously, these are terrible outcomes. Yet, anger is a normal emotion. So, is there a place for it in parenting? Well, let me ask you this. How many of you got raised without your parents ever getting angry with you? I didn't see any hands go up, and that's no accident. In addition to the fact that I can't see you, it's normal and common that parents get angry. Here's the distinction between when parental anger is a bad thing and when it's a reasonable thing. When parents are angry a lot, or what kids might call all the time, it makes for a negative emotional environment and it invites control battles, where kids resist the message and the messenger, sometimes in active ways and sometimes in passive ways. But chronic anger and negativity invites resistance And when that resistance is in place, the resistance frustrates parents and makes them more negative and angrier, and so it goes. The pattern becomes yet another element and an invisible one that kids and parents feel helpless to change. Now, on the other hand, when parents use many tools for setting limits, including rewards, positive explanations, appreciation, flexibility, warm communication tones, clear standards, support. Then, when kids hear anger, it means one of two things. Mom or dad's in a bad mood. I better get a move on. Or, I really screwed up. I wasn't cooperating, and now they're at the end of their rope, and I'd better get on it. It isn't abusive. The child or teenager doesn't develop a negative sense of self, no trauma. What's received is a sense of urgency that kids can respond to when, by and large, the relationship and the emotional environment is positive. In your family, Dan, you've got an unusual situation, but one I'm quite familiar with, and I call it the double softy syndrome. That's when neither parent is comfortable with intense emotions, theirs or their child's, and they back off and don't set effective limits. In some cases, as in yours, you get a lot of cooperation because of basically being a good family that's close, supportive, and positive. But then, when your son doesn't get his way, he becomes angry and doesn't manage his anger. He instead becomes hostile and abusive. He has a temper tantrum. Let's talk about what you can do and, most importantly, why you should do it. There are some very bright spots in your situation that you can feel good about. Your son is doing well academically. He has interests he's talented at and successful with, and he has apparently good friends. This all means he has a positive identity, and he most likely isn't going to go off cockeyed and start doing something crazy. His life is going well, and he doesn't want to screw it up. On the other hand, he is getting his way and being accommodated when he's upset and feels strongly about something. Like I said, his behavior is hostile, abusive, and very immature. It shows a lack of empathy, a lack of respect, and a lack of humility. It shows, I should get my way because I feel strongly about it. Well, Dan, obviously, you and I know the world doesn't work that way. Many, many things happen in our lives that are neither fair nor reasonable, and we need a good toolkit for dealing with them. Fortunately, many good things can happen as well, but if we don't have good skills for dealing with the bad things, we'll get stuck there, and it can get us in trouble. It can impact us in our jobs and careers, our intimate relationships, and even with the law. I've had many college students come into my office on referral from their defense attorney, incredulous that the district attorney is charging them with a felony and the university is suspending them. In each of these cases, these are very decent kids having their first experience being held accountable as adults. So Dan, this is important, and even though it isn't easy, it's doable. No, you don't have to get angry. We do not need you to get your son on. What we do need is for you to get your son on a developmental path forward. Here is what we need him to understand, that he needs to learn to accept limits even when he thinks they're unfair or unreasonable, and when he's upset, to deal with his upset feelings without getting hostile. And he needs to know that when he steps over the line with anger, there will be accountability. If he can learn this now, he won't have to learn it later when the consequences are so much more life-changing and so much more life-limiting. All right. I don't know your son or your family, so I'm not sure exactly what will work best to present the required changes in person or in writing first, but I suggest writing since your son might get upset when you talk with him, and reading it, it will be a chance for him to have your whole message laid out, and then you and he can both refer back to it as needed. So, Dan, here's your message. You are a great kid, and we are a close family. We share a lot of love and good times together. We're proud of you, and we enjoy watching you and helping you grow up. We are proud of you, that you apply yourself in school, you do your best in sports, and it's nice that you have passion that you love sports. Mom and I have been good, loving parents, and while we don't take credit for your accomplishments, we know we have made a good, loving home for you to grow up in. There is something we've done wrong that we need to make you aware of. When you get upset, we back down and you end up getting your way. We've taught you that getting upset is the right way to get your way. And it isn't. Now Mom and I are walking on eggshells and your anger is a problem for us and it will be for you too. If you don't change your way of dealing with frustration and disappointment, it's going to catch up with you and hurt you. You are not going to agree with every decision we make. If you are willing to listen respectfully, we can explain our thinking, but many times you will think we are being unreasonable or unfair. That's how life is, and it won't stop with us. Many times we have to deal with things that we think are unreasonable and unfair. If we can deal well with those situations and make the best of them, then we can go on to the good things. We expect you, son, to manage your frustrations and your disappointments more reasonably and more respectfully. If you set your mind to that task, you're going to conquer it. We know that. You're amazing. If, on the other hand, you stay stuck on getting your way, it will take longer before you figure it out and conquer it. Mom and I would like to apologize for letting things go this far before teaching you this and committing to holding you accountable. When you get angry and hostile towards us, going forward, we will remind you to settle down. If you don't, all privileges will be withdrawn until we can have a discussion where you acknowledge what you did wrong and commit to a more mature behavior going forward. Then you can ask for a task from us to demonstrate your commitment, and Mom and I will assign one that we need done. And when that's completed, and if your attitude is positive, privileges will return. If the inappropriate anger continues, privileges will be withdrawn for a much longer time until you and we can figure out what needs to be done to turn things around. Okay, there's your message, Dan. If you are ready to deliver this message and follow through, things will go well after a predictably stormy period. Because changing patterns can be tough stuff because others are invested in things staying the same, but we stick with it and we get great results. Now, you may want to get a counselor involved who's known to do well with teenage boys and their parents. And so if you can start as a family, and then when the counselor knows that what he has to help your son with, that he sees the bigger picture and sees where your son is stuck in his development, then he can go for some individual sessions, and that will support his growth too. So listeners, we professionals and therapists can confuse parents about normal, healthy, imperfect parenting. Parents expressing anger when it isn't the rule but the exception is a perfectly reasonable way to communicate that things have gone too far and they demand action now. Okay, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and thanks to Dan for his question. And Dan, we wish you and your family a great result here. And let's remember, please, you need, we need, we all need to take care of ourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.